Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
To the Sports Lounge, the holiday edition here. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro, you are the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, you are the man. A little bit later in the show, we got a picture to show your legendary acting status. Welcome, Fred Dreyer.
Thanks very much. You know, I'm writing down my notes, as I usually do, my ideas and my thoughts and my, just stream of consciousness, yeah. Ideas, you know. And I'm still groping for names and stuff, you know, and statistics.
You're all right. You get
and all of that stuff. You know, it's just.
It happens.
I say this because, and the audience should know, that I'm now doing another 20 hours of neurofeedback. Dr. Christine Krause down in Laguna Niguel has been really great.
And this helps you. You say this really works. It's been good for you, right?
Yeah, it does. And one of these days, what I might do, maybe after the first of the year, I'll bring in a couple of the things from my testing, and they're visual elements you can follow pretty well. And we'll be able to see the things that I've done and how I've overcome a couple of things. What's really exciting for me.
You had my sister-in-law went down there, and she swore by it as well, too, when she was doing it. And now she's up in Tehachapi, so it's tough to get down to Orange County.
You got to keep at it.
Yeah, you do have to. And it really does, I believe, work, and I would like to see that with you. And so we got a lot to talk about on the show today. You know, as we hear in the end of the year, Christmas week, New Year's coming up, everything. Football, we can talk about last week's football. Fred and I we were 12-4, and we should have been higher. We'll talk about that when we come back here. It's a couple of things that are perturbing both of us.
Who won it, by the way? Do we know?
We don't know yet. We'll find out. I'll take a look. I didn't look yet. But I think we might have had a chance at 13-3, maybe, or 13-3. I don't know.
Well, we were 12-4, I always thought that if you could win,
yes.
You know, maybe all but two games, yeah. You'd have a good chance of winning all of it.
Yeah, we'll see. Straight ahead, we continue. It's the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Love Little Richie.
Jingle bell. Bobby Helms.
Oh, I'm off.
That's okay. It's all right.
I'm off today.
Bobby Helms and the Jingle Bell Rock. And everybody, I hope you have a good holiday season here as we get ready to go into the new year. It's yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, who Fred and I handicap football games each and every week. And we just pick the winners. We don't necessarily go by the points. And Fred was off for a couple of weeks as he's been doing some treatments and stuff like that. So Mike Gary helped me one week, and I had somebody else help me the other week. And we came back pretty strong. We were 12-4, 12 wins, only 4 losses, but I don't think we won it. However, there were a couple of disappointments there, most notably Pittsburgh. That team is really just out of control. I don't know. They're not doing a great job there. And on top of that, the Rams falling prey to the New York Jets.
At home.
How could that happen, Fred?
Well, I watched the game, of course, because I'm home and I'm watching the big TV.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing all of this coaching, this head coaching stuff by Sean McVay, who I like him as a head coach for the Rams. And I watched as New York's offensive line beat the tar out of the Rams' very exceptional defensive line.
I'm telling you.
And they ran the ball. They controlled the line of scrimmage. They did things that they had to do. They had their quarterback, you know, Sam Darnold, ex-USC kid.
Yeah.
He played a good game. He managed the game well. Anytime you went on the road, you're going to be able to manage. Your quarterback is going to be able to manage the game pretty well. But on the Rams side, I saw on several different occasions, especially after at the start of the second half, I watched and I made note of the play calling by the Rams. Thank you. By the play calling by the Rams. And what they did is, let's say you have first and 10 on your 30-yard line, your own 30-yard line.
Right.
And you want to create – the whole premise of play calling is to create a momentum within your offense – And the players fall into it, especially linemen. They want to block. They don't want to jump from pass blocking to run blocking to picking up blitzes to trying to control the left side of the defensive line. What McVay was doing, he would run the ball up the middle on first down for a yard and a half or two. Let's say it's two. Now it's second and eight. So what does he do on second and third down instead of going for the yard markers to continue the control of the ball and the line of scrimmage? He starts throwing the ball down the field 40 yards. And he did this about five or six times in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter when they needed to control the ball and create a momentum. You know, these guys, they say that Sean McVay is a terrific, brilliant offensive mind. I don't doubt that or deny it.
Right.
But what I question vehemently, especially after the last couple, 3 years now and seeing them, and, of course, this last year, is they're having a difficult time kickstarting their offense when it's necessary. They can't get back into games because they're trying to get greedy and go down the field and make these big plays for Goff. Goff should be they should be relegated to, I'm going to get the yard marker. It's second and eight. I'm going to sprint out, or I'm going to get the ball down the field to the tight end for 5 yards. Now it's third and two. So and then this next play is going to get the first down.
Right.
Then on first down, you can reevaluate where you are with personnel and everything. And you know, in my experience with the sport over the years, is what you didn't want, what your job was, what they yelled at you about was, you've got to get to the quarterback. You've got to keep them from establishing a momentum on offense. So as a defensive player, that's what I'm concerned about. I want to beat my man, and I also want to get to the quarterback. I also want to run down ball carriers. I want to do all the things that I can do in my job description in order to keep them from gaining the momentum.
That's it.
And if you don't do that, you lose. And they lost.
And they lost, and it just wasn't there. And it was, you know. I thought they would come back. They looked good out of the second half coming back, but that was devastating. The Rams are in that Western Division, and a loss there, you know, Seattle wins. It kind of pushes everything around a little bit. You gotta be careful here. These are the dog days of football right now, where you're looking for the playoff spot and field advantage and all that kind of stuff.
And the other thing else is after the game is over, I don't necessarily appreciate, as a player now, I'm talking as a player, I don't necessarily appreciate being let off the hook by the head coach when he would say, "This is my fault. This was all my fault. I take complete responsibility for this loss." I don't want that guy saying that. I don't want my head coach copying a plea at the end of the game and saying, "That's on me." Because regardless of what his play calling is, the players have to play. And this is part and parcel of the new NFL, where we don't know. We've got a battle of head coaches and offensive coordinators trying to instill in their quarterbacks. In this case, it's Jared Goff, trying to instill in him a confidence that he can run the offense. And that's between the head coach and Jared Goff.
Right.
You know, so as we look ahead here to the next, what, there's two games left?
Yeah.
So if they've got to come out, here's what they have to do. The Rams have to come out here, and they've got to be able to knock the opponents off the line of scrimmage. I don't see the Rams coming out. I haven't seen them all year, certainly last year. I haven't seen them. A little bit last year they did. But I haven't seen them come out and say to the opposing team, we're going to run the ball, we're going to run power football, we're going to control the line of scrimmage, and we're going to make you, the opponent, play the point of attack. And that's what we're going to do. And so it's not going to be a mystery. You can tell,
right.
You can tell by the personnel that we shuttle in and out of the game. So that's what the Rams need to do.
It's going
to
be tough. It's a Sunday afternoon game, Sunday 1:25 Pacific time, evening game, late afternoon, East Coast, against Seattle. It's going to be against the Seattle Seahawks.
Are they up there or here?
I believe they're at Seattle.
Okay.
So that's going to be it's going to separate the men's from the boys. I'll tell you that. We got to see what's happening on that. The matchup should be pretty good, and Seattle coming off a win. We're in the dog days of football right now. We got to get into those playoffs, you know.
Well, look, I'm sure they will be. It depends on what the seed's going to be.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, we'll see.
So we'll see what goes on that. All right, we got to take a little break, but we got a lot to talk about here. We should talk a little bit about what's going on with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh losing to Cincinnati last Sunday night.
Looked good.
Cincinnati looked really good. They were playing pretty well, and they couldn't quite. They had the number there of what's going on there with Pittsburgh. They had Pittsburgh's number down there.
See, here's what's interesting. I didn't see anything in them that told me there's brighter days ahead.
Yeah. And I think they got to get that brighter day ahead this week. Yeah, the game's played in Seattle.
I mean, it might be. They might be, but I didn't see it.
We'll take a break, come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I love this one.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Little Brenda Lee.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
We're still playing the Christmas tunes.
Rocking around.
You're a nonstop DJ. You're always going to be a DJ.
I like to talk up to the post.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Pumpkin pie, that'll do it, huh?
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear.
This is the time. This is the time of year to really to be jolly.
Deck of the halls.
Deck in the halls.
That's good. Got a little smile from the old Fred Dryer there.
You got to deck the halls.
The all-pro defensive end is smiling. If I came onto the field and saw you smile, I go, what the hell's wrong with Fred Dryer? He's got a grimace. He's going to pound the hell out of me. And he'd be there smiling, saying, it's Christmas time. Did you do that during the holiday games? Look at your opponents?
Always.
Play a little head game with
them? I always wished all of my opponents that the very best of everything.
I'm sure
except the game.
I'm going to get you there.
In
okay.
between. As the game would go on, I would talk with some players and just wish their families all the best.
I'm sure. Man of cheer. The one and only Fred Dryer. Okay, while Brenda Lee plays, let's go to the fans in the stands here and get a couple of comments for you. Let's see who we got here. Cindy said, excited to be watching today. She probably thought there was going to be a best of show. No, we're live. Bernard said, Merry Christmas to both of us, Fred. It's freezing in Ottawa, 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
Get out of there.
He said, Fred, which left tackle gave you the most problems?
They all gave me a problem.
Really?
Because it's never easy in that league. And once you start categorizing, you've lost a point.
Pam says, hi from Georgia. Chris, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year from New York City. Bruce says, Merry Christmas. Brent said, Merry Christmas, Fred and Mike. Kathy saying, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and a healthy, that's what we hope.
Wow, thank you.
A good 2021, right?
Very good, very good.
She's a new El Camino College Board trustee member. How about that?
Really?
We got a college board member listening to us.
Wow. Very good. Very, very good.
Maybe we can go back in and get our bachelor's.
That's a good
degree.
School, El Camino.
It is good.
Yeah, I went there.
Yeah, I know you did.
You do? Do you know I went there?
Yes, you started there.
I went there in 1965 and 6.
Merry Christmas, Fred, from James Munn, and from Phoenix, Arizona, and so you went to El Camino. You like that place? Is that
well,
true?
Well, yeah, it was probably maybe 3 miles from my house.
So, yeah, did you drive there and you stayed at the house, right?
I'm sorry.
You commuted back and forth from the house. You didn't stay at the school.
No. It's a community college. There's no facilities for that.
All right, we got a comment here from Paul, who is listening to us out in the Palm Springs area, and he says, was there a drinking issue with the Malavasi family? From Paul, wants to know that question.
How would I know that, Paul?
Because you played on the Rams. I suppose he's wanting any inside information.
I can only speak from my observations periodically of Ray Malavasi.
Okay.
And he seemed to be all right.
He was okay.
He was all right.
That's a good answer.
Yeah,
like
he was
that.
All right.
We got a little, let's go to...
First of all, you have to understand, let me just qualify it. First of all, everyone in that sport, especially coaching, staff, ownership, infrastructure, players even sometimes, are just ridiculous in their lust for a beverage at the right time.
That's another good answer.
That's what it is.
That's good. Did you don't drink much now. You have a little port now and then, but in your playing days, did you like to pop one back after a time?
I've only played drunk maybe 3 or 4
Come
times.
On, really? Did you play drunk once or twice?
I told Dave Anderson from the New York Times. He came in after a game.
When you were on the Giants, right? Yeah.
No, when I was with the Rams.
Okay.
We played back there. And we beat the Giants, So he came over and he He said, "Gosh, well, how, you know?" I said, "Look, I'm doing the best I can. I'm drunk now. I want to get in there, take a shower. So ask your questions and leave me alone." And they looked at me and they thought I was serious. Of course, I was.
Yeah. It was in the locker room.
Yeah, so it was in front of my locker.
You thought you tied one on that quick after the game. You have a real dry sense of humor on at times there, Fred Dreyer. I mean, you're pretty good. Okay, so we got a letter from a note from Australia, an email here. Cindy says, she wrote this to us. She says, "Right now it's Christmas Eve in Australia, and I'm preparing to host Christmas lunch tomorrow for my family. What are you both doing for Christmas Day?" Well, you know, you come to my house every Christmas Eve. What's your tradition on Christmas Day? You going to come back to my house?
On Christmas Day?
Yeah.
I have an afternoon cigar.
Okay.
Out in my patio.
Right.
And
the new well-lit patio, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You should see it.
I want to come by.
Yeah, you should see it. The guys, my friends, did a great time. David Spriggs and his friend, Kevin.
They came
over and they put the lights in. And it's amazing, you know, at nighttime. They're LED lights and they're hooked up. And they have the little transformers that allow it to automatically go on and shut off. And it's really, really a pleasure. I really enjoy it.
I might have to have them come to my house. I got to rework my lights.
And they're quality lighting. You should do this.
Maybe we can get them on as a sponsor here on the show, Quality Lighting.
Quality Lighting.
Is that the name of their company?
No.
You and I can go in that business.
Well, we can make it up.
So Cindy, regards.
Is Cindy down under, did you say?
She's from Australia. She's down under.
So she's down under.
Yeah. Just like you were in the locker room with that. Well, we got some time here. So let's talk a little bit about one of your favorite people to talk about, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo.
Cuomo.
He is, New York is considering a plan. This is New York State now, to allow 6,700 fans at the Bills playoff game with testing and contact tracing, according to Governor Cuomo. He says, New York officials are considering a plan. It was pitched by the Buffalo Bills to allow 6,700 fans at the team's upcoming home playoff game. And Governor Andrew Cuomo said that the fans would be tested for COVID-19 before the game and masks would be required. Anyone not wearing a mask will be removed from the stadium. Contact tracing would take place after the game to determine if and how the game spread the coronavirus. And the governor said that he also, fans would be spaced out inside the stadium in sections, and some sections would be closed off.
By all means.
6,700 people. They got to cheer loud, I'll tell you that.
How did they come to 67?
Don't know. Probably less than 25%.
We have to ask Andy. Is it Andy Cuomo? Andrew Cuomo?
Andrew Cuomo, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
We have to ask Andy, to really spell it out for us. I doubt he knows anything. He is a moron. You do know that. I mean, the things he's done, the things he's said on a consistent basis is preposterous. And all this league, this National Football League, needed to do was have somebody of true leadership say, "We're going to open up the gates for everyone who wants to come and have a tailgate and wants to have a beer and wants to have a smoke outside. And we're going to open things up to where you can come in. You can sit anywhere you want to sit. If you feel bad, go home. If you feel good, come on to the game." And by that, you would encourage herd immunity. You would have everybody sitting next to somebody, just like it is before they announce this scam. When the flu season hits, that stadium is still packed. When that flu season comes
around, normal season, yes.
The season is loaded with football fans,
right.
And some get the flu, some go out and go to the game and get sick. Most of them don't. And by now, 9-10 months ago, when this preposterous nightmare was leashed upon the American people, the herd immunity would have had the most impact, along with dioxyhydrochloroquine, That is a drug that's been around like for 75 years, and you can take that as a preventative prophylactic measure. And along with that and herd immunity, this virus would have saved millions of people, their lives and their jobs and their livelihoods. So
6,700 people.
67. I want to know why.
71,000. That's about a little over 10% of capacity.
Yeah.
So it's 10%.
Why did they randomly pick it?
Probably is you're going to have 10% of the people there. They want you spaced out.
Yeah. Because it's been proven, no doubt, by Fauci, that if it's 68 or 69, we're going to have a revisit of the pandemic.
Well, as long as you're spaced out and outside, I would think they could have maybe done 25%. I don't know. I'm not going to make
that what you just said is if you were in the governor's meeting with me,
that's what
we
I
would
say.
Tell us the reasoning for 6,700
Correct.
People.
I would ask that question. And that's what we need to know. And there might be a reason
we don't
know.
This guy's a blithering idiot. And then I would follow that second question is, are you the jackass that killed 19,000 elderly people in the hospital?
By putting them back in after
did you
at home.
You rerouted sick
don't
people.
Hear much about that anymore, do you?
Well, you sure don't. And this is the jackass that's being allowed to create policy. And people are tired of it. And they're
recalling Governor Newsom, or trying to recall him in the state of California.
Well, by March, they'll have extra 1,900 votes.
Tough time to have a job as a governor or a position of leadership right now. Got to make some decisions. But I do believe they have to be based on some scientific fact. And when reporters finally ask a question about scientific fact and that question is dodged, that's when the reporters need to step up and push to get an answer.
That's never going to happen.
And that's not happening
anymore.
It's
never going to happen.
It's very sad in the news media.
A good commie leader cares not if the people like him or not.
We'll take a break, come back with more. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn, we're in the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for joining us.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from HomeEdics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, HomeEdics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at HomeEdics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
As a professional painter, you know your customers want a flat finish, but don't want to pay the price of fighting dirt, grime, and scuffs. Use new Behr Ultra Scuff Defense from the Home Depot for a beautiful flat finish, plus stain and scuff defense. And that price starts at just $29.60 a gallon. And that's before the Pro Extra discount. A flat paint that's too tough to scuff. Behr Ultra Scuff Defense. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Available online and in select stores.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today.
Welcome back here to the Great Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. He's our All-pro defensive end. We call him the Sultan because he had two safeties in one game and the same quarter.
That's nice.
He's the Sultan of safeties. He's a great actor, I got to say. He's one of the best in the movie Hunter. You know, I have to tell you, Fred, you turned me on to a great guy, Dr. Michael Sheps. He sponsors our show here from time to time. And he has that hot laser that goes in and hits the inflammation in your body and sort of breaks it up a little bit. And it's
it's a deadly machine.
It's a great machine, isn't it?
Yep.
And so you gave him a picture that is on his wall from the old Hunter series, and you've been talking about wanting to get your picture up here in the halls at CRN, and I said, bring me that picture, and lo and behold, for those of you that are watching on Roku or Facebook Live, and we do that video shot every Wednesday at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern, you can tune in and check it out. There is the picture. I'll describe it for you radio listeners. It's Fred, black background, but Fred in a nice suit as Sergeant Rick Hunter. You got like a dark blue suit on, navy suit. You got a white shirt and a tie. Let's talk about the combo on this because you...
That's a split complimentary.
So what do you mean to tell everybody? You always talk about split complimentary. What do you mean?
Well, it's clear. I mean, I'm going to take a look at what on the color chart is a workable match. Like a blue and white. I could put a black tie with that. I could put a green tie with it.
Look at complementary colors, correct? Is that a chart? Is that what you do?
Yeah. But you know, you'll know it when you see it, as they say.
It pops.
You know? But this was a gold tie, and it's really it really works.
It looks red. That's a gold tie?
Yeah, it really
works. Okay, so it's a gold tie with the little white speckles on it, and it's a white shirt and a dark, not totally dark because you can see the blue of the suit. And then it's you looking really good as Sergeant Rick Hunter, and you're holding. What kind of pistol is that you're holding
in your
right hand?
That's a Smith & Wesson 40 caliber.
And it's pointed right at you when you look at that picture. It's just right there.
Well, there's
smack dab.
There's a couple that are pointed. That's not pointed at you. That's pointed camera left.
Yeah, okay.
So
thank
just
you.
It's a little off because the network when they take a look at this was a network photo shoot in San Diego,
right?
So when they take a look at that, they say, "Well, we don't want to use that." I wanted to use it because it's the best photograph.
It's a great photograph.
It's a great photograph. So I said, "That enraptures the character and what we're doing down here with doing the Hunter shows." But when you aim that barrel just a little past frame.
There you go.
And it's less intrusive. Plus, you want to see the gun. You know, that's a nice shot. The lights glaring off of that steel, and that's what you want to see.
Yeah. We will put that up on our website at our show website there on the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, so you can check that out. That's good. It's just really – looks very good. Now, we got some thoughts here from the fans in the stands. Melanie says, wishing you both a blessed Christmas and a healthy New Year. Gay saying, Merry Christmas to Fred and Mike. Pamela, Fred, who do you like now who played your position as a defensive tight end? Who do you like?
What'd you say?
Who do you like now as a playing your position as a defensive end now in the NFL? Anybody that you like right now in the defensive end position?
Today, you know, they just jump around a lot. I don't know their names. There's some teams that put out the Rams here locally. There's some good players that can play the line of scrimmage and they do quite well. But there's more coordinators nowadays moving players around from end. You might have a linebacker standing up as the right defensive end. I never did that. I was always in a 3-point stand. We had four down linemen pretty much all the time. The only time he went to a 3-man line is if it was a prevent defensive or something like that.
Right.
But what we did is we just pounded you with four guys that were always going to be, you know, it's not like they have to look around for you where you're going to be, you know. And so different coordinators today, you know, pretty much adhere to, we're going to give the quarterbacks, the opposing quarterbacks, pre-snap looks. So this is what we've got. They might come out in the huddle and see a defensive end or a defensive tackle playing defensive end. They might have personnel playing in different positions. They might have safety coming up to the line, stuttering what have you at the line of scrimmage. And so it's always what is going on with the quarterback as a pre-snap look. And that's why I'm a big believer, as we said earlier in the program, of making sure that your offense is challenging the opposing players at the line of scrimmage, whether it's a run play or a pass play. But I like a good active defensive lines, and they do a good job in this league. Putting I think right people in the right spots. They kind of know what it is they want to do and what they want to affect. When it doesn't work, it's very glaring. But for the most part, all these teams do a pretty good job.
And we have a note here from Chris. Let's see who is here. We got Carl says Merry Christmas to Fred, Mike, and the CRN team.
Merry Christmas.
And he says, oh, sad news on the passing of Kevin Green, who was played on the Rams, right?
Yeah.
That's sad news.
Yeah.
Yep. So we also have Bruce saying welcome back, and he says the Ventures rock, apparently liking the sound of the Ventures. Ray says Merry Christmas to you and your crew from San Marcos, California.
Well, down near San Diego, North County.
Yeah, that is North County. That's good stuff. Also, Chris mentioned in a Hunter episode, you had to work with a 2-year-old baby, and you look like a natural. Did you find it difficult working with a child?
I tell you, I encourage writers on our show to feel free to put kids into our show at any age. I think it looks good. I think networks like it. I like it. Stephanie enjoyed it tremendously. Yeah. And I remember telling my daughter, Kate, she was about 3 at the time. She was born in 84, the year we did our pilot, so 87 or so. She would come to the set, and I'd say, you know, we have a 3-year-old girl, you know, she's on our show today. And maybe you'd like to watch her go to the set and watch her as she does her scenes and stuff. So she really got a big
kick. She got a big kick out of it.
Yeah, then we introduced her to her and stuff. But in the scene, I've got to pick her up and talk to her and show her a photograph and, you know, that type of stuff. So she really got a big kick out of that, you know.
How old was she at the time?
About a little over 3.
That's great. See, you're a good family guy. You were able to make the most out of the time with your youngster and broad day.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You had both your parents for the most of your childhood, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I had my father till I was 17.
Yeah,
he died.
Left us much too young.
Yes. He was 49.
Yeah.
You can imagine that.
That's tough.
So, but what was interesting is I remember to this very day a lot of young a lot of people, you know, who treated young people very kindly, you know, and I because I was looking around for a father figure, I got that through sports, and I got it as I moved through life. I became an observer of people's personalities, which fed into
a great observer.
Into my acting career.
Right.
And I find watching people very enjoyable. And it's body language,
yeah.
And it's and then I met with the Nina Fosh, my acting coach for all those years, and we had a great time of talking about people's body language, body behavior. You know, she'd give us a task, a little bit of a homework. We would go to a mall and just watch people in a mall. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's good to watch.
You see mothers with their children. You see the children. You see how children outsmart their mothers.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway.
And so you had a question for me, Fred, as I recall.
What was I going to say?
I know you said you had a question for me.
Oh, how did you, growing up, I mean, you had
my parents.
You had your parents and stuff, but your father was primarily your role model?
Father and my mom were role models. You would be able to talk to them and whatever. But I like you, I would observe a lot. I like to be in radio, so I hung out. The first guy that gave me a job at a radio station in Burbank, California, the legendary DJ Corky Mayberry. And I would, before he gave me the job, I would go there when I was in college, and I just kind of hang out and watch him work and kind of get a feel for what he was doing, because I was on the college station. But I was learning, listening throughout as a youngster. I listened to a lot of people on the radio, the great people at KMPC, Dick Whittinghill, Loman and Barkley at KFI, Jeff Edwards. And so I would listen to him. And then when I got to watch Corky, you know, he would sit there, and Corky was always sounded happy on the air, but he wasn't necessarily happy in the studio. I mean, he wasn't upset, but he would sit there. And as soon as he'd go on the air and he'd hit the microphone, he'd go, Corky Mayberry Show. Instead of just saying Corky Mayberry Show, he would put a smile and say, Corky Mayberry Show, 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. You know, he'd be talking like that. And so you learn. And those guys take a shine to you and pass along some information. So they became kind of like my mentors as well.
So, was his name really Corky?
Carlton Ray Mayberry.
Okay.
So they call him Corky.
So his radio name.
Yeah.
Who came up with that radio name?
He did, I'm sure.
Corky.
Yeah, you have to sound good. And my Uncle George, I'd go back to my Uncle George on the farm and hang out there. And he was sort of a mentor to me, a guy to observe, because, you know, he was related to me, but he let me get away with more stuff. You know, I could take the tractor out in the field and roll over stuff I shouldn't be rolling over. And it was good fun.
Huh. Yeah, because I'm stuck on Corky. I'm trying to figure out how and why someone would come up with that name.
It's a good country DJ name. Would you rather have a guy say, well, hi there, it's Carlton Ray Mayberry, or the Corky Mayberry Show? Well, he out there, Corky Mayberry.
Yeah. I mean, if he likes it, he likes it.
He'd be at the Palomino Club. I used to hang out at the Palomino Club in the back room
because
I had my college show, and I'd hang out there and wait for the acts to get off to the stage, like, you know, Bobby Bear and Hank Williams Jr. and Merle Haggard, and I'd interview them on my tape recorder that's in my office, sitting there in the back, and I'd interview Johnny Cash and a lot of these people. It was a great honor to do it.
Oh, did you ever interview Nudie?
Nudie, yes, I did. Nudie the Rodeo Taylor. I did have him on the show.
Rodeo
Corky
Taylor.
Corky used to get to drive Nudie's car.
Oh, with the big horns on it.
With the big horns on the front and everything, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good Cadillac convertible.
It was good.
Parked out in front all the time.
My toughest interview was with Doug Kershaw, great performer, the Rage in Cajun. He played Diggy Diggy Low and a lot of great Cajun tunes. But when I went back, first thing I turned the microphone on, I said, how you doing? He goes, I wear pantyhose. That's why my pants don't stick to my legs when I do my performance. I said, okay. Continue the interview. And I said, we'll take a break and be right back. That's exactly what I did.
Wow.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby.
She sounds naughty.
Hurry down the chimney tonight.
She sounds what?
She sounds naughty.
Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, remember her? She looked like a cat.
Yeah, she did. I think she played Catwoman on
Batman.
On Batman, yeah, on TV.
She was good. Blue. I believed her.
Yeah.
I like those tight black panther pants she had on.
Okay. Thank you.
She had her face was shaped Betty Boop.
Yeah, she had the Betty Boop kind of
she
that
had
cartoon
a
character.
Big head, tiny body.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that in a Catwoman. Yes.
Now, more comments are coming in for you here. Apparently, on this photograph that we have from the Hunter Show of you wearing your blue suit, and Gay says here, and she's on Facebook Live, she says, Fred was wearing a dark blue suit in the airport in the late 70s, looked great. Sorry for falling into you on the plane. Do you recall someone falling into you on a plane?
Not really.
In the 70s?
No.
Gay did, and she apologized.
Well, your apology is accepted. Yeah.
And let's see, who else is here? John says, hello, Merry Christmas from Oxford, UK.
Oxford?
So Oxford, yeah, it's good.
You know, I was just looking at my phone here, and I got an email from my good friend Maurice Amdur in Hampstead Heath.
Oh.
He's over there in the UK, born and raised, and he's not too happy about what's going on over there. You know, they've got their runaway situation with economics, yeah, as well as with
now a new COVID-19
with the
COVID strain. Yeah.
Yeah, they got a new strain coming in from Asia.
Dodgers have been active in the relief pitcher market. Have you heard about that a little bit?
Brandon Morrow.
Yeah, Brandon Morrow is back. Getting him over there, and they're looking for a few more people here to kind of shore up the bullpen. They got another guy that's recovering from arm surgery that was on the Yankees. Tommy, is it Conley or something? They like to get those guys over there and see how he does. And Bill Belichick, we should mention that he's a little upset. First time that the Patriots aren't going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, since 2000. Yeah. That was his first year there. They never won then. Then in 2001, they started winning. So he'll get that.
We got to get out of here.
He'll get that all squared away.
See you next week on the show.
Yes,
happy holidays, everybody.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year.